Linda Segebrecht's office in South Overland Park is just across the street from an empty, nearly 60-acre stretch of land. The large windows now have a clear view of earth movers.
You know, one of the most interesting parts of doing an exhibit or doing a program like this is seeing how it's put together.
Segebrecht is the director of the not-yet-built Museum of Prairie Fire. In January, the mixed-use development called Prairie Fire broke ground. But Segebrecht says developer Fred Merrill and his wife Candy did not want Prairie Fire to be just another retail location in Johnson County.
They knew from the very beginning when they first stared at this land and even before they purchased it that they had the opportunity to really produce and present a cultural icon.
What that could look like remained in flux until the Merrills heard the American Museum of Natural History in New York was interested in expanding its brand. Not familiar? Maybe the film Night at the Museum will jog your memory.
It can get a little spooky around here at night, so you might want to put a few lights on. And the most important thing of all to remember, don't let anything in or out. Out.
Segebrecht is a longtime science educator. She taught high school biology for a decade and then switched to creating educational programming with projects like Earthworks, Union Station's Dino Lab, and the Dead Sea Scrolls exhibition. She says she's always looking for ways to make connections.
While some people might read interesting novels at night, I sit around and try to figure out all the curriculum that we know is coming, and that is one of the beauties of the Museum of Prairie Fire. We know the next 10 exhibitions.
The Museum of Prairie Fire will display 20 traveling exhibitions from the New York-based museum over the next 10 years. In September, before it opens, a temporary retail space will host the first exhibition called The World's Largest Dinosaurs. And Segebrecht says a T-Rex will have a permanent home at the new museum. A cast for the dinosaur will be made from the one in New York, with ties to Kansas.
The T-Rex was found, dug up in 1908 by a gentleman by the name of Dr. Barnum Brown. Barnum Brown grew up in Carbondale, Kansas. He went to University of Kansas, but he went back to New York, went on staff of American Museum of Natural History, and is credited with finding the first full skeleton of a T-Rex.
The American Museum of Natural History has 32 million specimens in its collection, and only a small fraction is on display. Segebrecht says the Museum of Prairie Fire will be able to tap into that, but she says the teaching will extend beyond the footprint of the museum, with wetlands, butterfly and sunflower gardens, and science bulletins inside the retail shops.
So when you come to the whole Prairie Fire development, you're going to be hit with science everywhere you go. You won't be able to avoid it.
Segebrecht says she expects collaboration and partnerships to be a large part of what the museum is about, from the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art and the Deanna Rose Children's Farmstead to the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art and Science City.
This certainly is a wonderful way for me to kind of culminate everything I've done. The education's there, the excitement's there, bringing a larger scale of what science education can be and should be for our community.
Star Bonds helped fund the shell of the museum, but fundraising continues for the inside. To date, about $5 million more needs to be raised. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.